Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Elon Musk has come out and said, unfortunately, he will not sign autographs ever again. Why? Because he's been warned by his security team of the assassination risks that are quite significant. Why does he have to worry about someone wanting to kill him? Because he's now exposing the left, the Democratic Party. He is exposing everything that the deep state and big tech was doing to interfere in our elections by silencing different people. Twitter CEO Elon Musk said over the weekend that he will never again sign autographs, saying he was warned that the risk that some will try to assassinate him is actually quite significant. Musk told the paparazzi that he would no longer sign those autographs after he landed at a Dulles airport Saturday night. I want to be clear, I'm not doing any more signings ever again, Musk said as he was surrounded by security guards. As he landed at Dulles Airport and announced to the world he is done signing those autographs, many people were like, oh, well, it can't be that bad. Yes, it actually is that bad. The news, all of this coming after Musk said during a chat on Twitter Spaces Saturday afternoon that the risk to his security has increased in recent months. Musk told listeners that he would definitely not be doing any open-air car parades. Let me put it this way, Musk said, frankly, the risk of something bad happening to me or even literally being shot is, quote, quite significant. It's not that hard to kill somebody if you want to, so hopefully they don't, and fate smiles upon the situation with me and it does not happen, he added. There's definitely some risk there. These comments all come from Elon Musk after he released internal company communications through a journalist late last week that showed the company had previously censored conservatives at the behest of the Democratic Party. If you want to know what collusion is, remember that word Democrats were obsessed with Russian collusion and Donald Trump? This was real collusion, except it was between the Democratic National Committee, members of the Democratic Party, Democratic elected officials, big tech, and also the deep state. Twitter's former head of trust and safety claimed Friday night that Musk, quote, was putting lives in danger by revealing the documents that showed how employees at the company had not only censored conservatives, but also censored the negative news stories about then presidential candidate Joe Biden's son in the run-up to the 2020 election, publicly posting the names and identities of the frontline employees involved in content moderation puts them in harm's way and is a fundamentally unacceptable thing to do. That is what Roth said about Elon Musk's job. Now, let's be clear. These individuals thought they could get away with interfering with a presidential election and many other local and statewide elections, congressional elections, and Senate elections. And now they want to claim that they're victims because people actually know who they are and what they were doing and who they were talking to with the government, specifically Democratic leaders. There's also something else here that's very interesting. Apparently, Jack Dorsey, who is the founder of Twitter, they're now claiming didn't know what was being done by all of these people around him. I would say I have another theory. I think he absolutely knew what they were doing around him. He just said, just don't CC me when you're doing it. So I have the ability to say, I never knew about the corruption within my own company that I founded and was a CEO of. Musk said that he decided to release all of the information surrounding the silencing of conservatives and specifically conservatives around the Hunter Biden story to, quote, it was a necessity to restore public trust in the platform after it censored the New York Post bombshell report about Hunter Biden's laptop. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about an awesome gift that you can give for Christmas to anybody on your list as an outdoorsman. It is TurtleBox. It is the loudest, truly portable Bluetooth speaker on the market. And this is a gift for anybody that loves to tailgate, loves to be outside, loves to go to sporting events. If you have kids on sporting teams, you will love this speaker. And if you want to have a gift that you know will be used for years to come, you need to check out TurtleBox. I've got one. It is awesome. And it is truly portable, waterproof speaker, the loudest on the market. You need to check them out. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com, all right, /Ben, TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. You'll also get $20 off when you use my promo code at checkout, which will save you money. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben to get the ultimate Christmas gift for any outdoorsman or anybody in your life that loves music outside that's truly portable audio. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. Now, that's not all that we actually found out. We also found out through Elon Musk releasing these Twitter files that emails reveal an internal struggle on handling of the Hunter Biden laptop. Elon Musk promoted a series of tweets that showed Twitter executives were struggling with how to basically classify and do some of this stuff because they knew what they were doing was shady. Elon Musk saying this will be awesome. He wrote before the release of what was billed the Twitter files, a lengthy Twitter thread by a journalist, Matt Taibbi, detailing internal documents that Musk apparently fed him. Musk, who last month urged his followers to vote for Republicans, seemed to push the material to expose what he claims is the political left's grip over big tech. Now, the journalists agreed to certain conditions to report the story, but did not disclose what they were. Of course, there are many in the media now criticizing that journalist for not explaining what he agreed to. Again, this is pretty ridiculous. USA Today, so stupid, they actually said, quote, we were unable to verify the authenticity of the screenshots of emails and other documents that form the bulk of the reporting. The White House also declining to comment about what has been exposed. I love, by the way, that the USA Today, the fact checkers saying, oh, well, we can't verify these documents. These are also the same scumbags that said they couldn't verify Hunter Biden's laptop and said it wasn't real for almost 2 years. So just think about that in perspective. Now, the release of these documents is showing us just how corrupt the employees were. the way the media is trying to frame this now is they were basically saying that it showed that the employees were debating how to handle the 2020 New York Post Hunter Biden story. That is not the case. I want to make that clear. They were not debating it. They were debating how to justify it. They were debating how to silence it until after the election. They were debating how they would cover their AWS for not reporting on such an important story. They were not debating whether to do it or not do it. They were all in to silence the Hunter Biden story. They were just arguing and debating on how they were going to respond to it. Now, Elon Musk teased this bombshell disclosure based on internal company documents that he claimed would reveal what really happened inside Twitter when it decided to temporarily suppress the 2020 New York Post story about Hunter Biden and his laptop. Instead of releasing a trove of documents to the public, Musk's reveal pointed to a series of tweets by a journalist who had been provided those emails, largely corroborated what was already known about the incident. This is, again, how CNN's trying to downplay this story. Now, the real reason why Elon Musk is doing this slowly is it is smart. He understands that he needs to explain what was happening and needs to explain how it was happening. And if you put it too much information out there at one time, if you put too much information out there at one point, then it's not going to work correctly. So he's letting this come out slowly. It also brings more attention to the corruption of big tech. Make no mistake about it, big tech is corrupt as hell. And now they're being exposed for it. And don't fall for this idea of, oh, well, you can't be upset with these people. And, oh, they were just doing their job. No, they knew exactly what they were doing, which was interfering in our elections. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free, plus you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do not feel sorry for these employees that have been outed for trying to change, alter, and interfere with a free and fair election. Understand that they knew what they were doing, stacking the deck against the conservatives that they hated. Understand they were trying to ruin and change the election. Understand that they knew that they were silencing people and they were being given these orders by the Democratic Party. James Comer has come out and made it clear now that every single employee, in his words, involved in squelching the Hunter laptop story will testify before Congress, and they should. He made it clear. He was on Fox News Channel talking about this, and he had this to say about the investigation, what this means moving forward, and he is not going to let these employees off the hook.
Member of the House Oversight Committee, soon to be chairman, James Comer from Kentucky. Thanks so much for joining us, Congressman. I got to tell you that the information that we've seen is stunning. Elon Musk released the information as he promised. It went from Matt Taibbi, the journalist, and it is a stunning array of content about what was going on behind the scenes. One of the things that stuck out to me, Congressman, was James Baker. James Baker, who was the general counsel there dealing with the Sussman information at the FBI, highly controversial, is now over at Twitter. And you see this array and this volley of tweets or emails that are going back and forth. They cannot figure out how to justify this type of suppression. So I guess the question is, what can Congress, what can the Oversight Committee do, and where are they going to go next with this?
Well, in January, Jason, when I take your old position as chairman of the House Oversight Committee, I can promise you this, every employee at Twitter who was involved in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story will have an opportunity to come before Congress and explain their actions to the American people. This was a huge story. When we announced the investigation of the Biden family and referenced material from the laptop, many in the mainstream media said, well, this is just a conspiracy theory. The mainstream media is still trying to use the old talking points that the laptop is somehow Russian disinformation. We know from CBS's forensic audit, the laptop is legitimate. And now we know from Elon Musk that there was correspondence between the Biden campaign and the Democrat National Committee to suppress this story. I believe this story would have had a huge impact on the presidential election. We had a very close presidential election. And when you look at what's in the laptop, it's very concerning. There was no evidence ever at any time that the laptop story wasn't legitimate. The New York Post did a great job. I'm glad they're being vindicated. But this story is just beginning, Jason, because we're going to have every single person at Twitter that was involved in this in front of the House Oversight Committee as soon as possible.
Well, in one of the tweets Matt Taibbi put out, the very last one he said as he basically cut it off for tonight is that there'll be more information about shadow banning, about suppression, about fake accounts, about all these types of things that I think conservatives and Republicans have been saying for so long and yet chastise it every single step of the way. And this really is election interference. When you're talking about public officials who cannot get out information that is and ends up being totally true without any adjudication along the way. At one point, Kayleigh McEnany, who now works with Fox News, but at the time was the press secretary for the president of the United States, on her personal account, tries to send out this story that it appears in the New York Post. And they shut it off. They wouldn't let it be done. They used tools in their repertoire that they use normally for child pornography to not allow her to share the story. That is election suppression.
It is election suppression. And Twitter needs to be held accountable. Thank goodness for Elon Musk. I knew when Elon Musk bought the company that this was going to be a positive thing in the notion of free speech, because we knew that the Democrat National Committee was communicating with Twitter. We knew the Biden campaign was communicating with Twitter. That's why in April of this year, we on the House Oversight Committee requested that Twitter preserve all documents and correspondence between Twitter executives and the Democrat National Committee and the Biden campaign with respect to the Hunter Biden laptop story. This story, as I said earlier, Jason, it's only going to continue to grow because of what the contents are. The contents show that Joe Biden knew darn well what his family was involved in, and they were influence peddling with our adversaries around the world. The fact that the mainstream media has forever tried to say this is Russian disinformation is another black eye for the mainstream media. They're going to have to accept that they made a huge mistake, and they're going to have to accept the contents of the laptop are very damaging to Joe Biden. I'm glad the truth is out, but I look very forward to hearing from the Twitter executives in front of your old committee, Jason, and allowing them to have an opportunity to explain what evidence they had to suppress such an important story days before a major presidential election.
To be clear, by the way, they did not have any reason legitimate to suppress the story. And that's what we're now seeing from these emails. That's why he's going to call them before the committee, because he said, look, we knew that the Democratic National Committee was communicating with Twitter. We knew the Biden campaign was communicating with Twitter. That's why in April, we on the House Oversight Committee requested that Twitter preserve all documents and correspondence between Twitter executives and the Democratic National Committee, as well as the Biden campaign, with respect to the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, there's also a part here that's really important, and people need to understand this. There is actual legal issues now for the people at Twitter who were doing this. There are real problems now for them. And when I say real problems, there are people now that can sue because they were silenced, not by Twitter on their own merits. Okay, understand that. They were silenced because the Democratic Party sent a note and said, silence them. That is why they were silenced. They were not silenced for any other reason. Okay? They were silenced and shut down because an email came from either the White House or the Democratic Party or a Democratic office that said, hey, here are the tweets. And then Twitter was working on behalf of the Democratic Party. That could also be looked at as in-kind donations to the Democratic Party. That is illegal and it's against the law. So if you want to understand why, and this is very important, why these Twitter employees now are acting like they're being persecuted, this is why. They're acting like they're being persecuted because they want you to believe that their names coming out is unfair to them. Not the case at all. It is completely fair. It is 100% fair that we are finding this out. It is totally fair that we gain and get this information. It is abundantly clear that this election was interfered with at the highest level. It is obvious that the deep state, I'm talking about the FBI, I'm talking about the DOJ, I'm talking about the CIA, were involved in silencing their, quote, political enemies. And the people at Twitter were more than happy to play the game. Now, there's another part of this that has nothing to do with Twitter, and that has to deal with Facebook. We're going to talk about Facebook because if this was happening at Twitter, I'm going to tell you right now, this was not the only place that this was happening. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If Twitter was being influenced on a weekly basis by the Democratic Party, if Twitter was getting briefings apparently on a weekly basis from the FBI, were they the only ones getting that? Of course not. We know from what Mark Zuckerberg said that the FBI briefed them regularly, and they also have the same type of back channel communications, including a portal where Democratic officials could connect and make requests with Twitter, or excuse me, with Facebook on a regular basis. We have no reason to believe that what was happening at Facebook was not also happening at Twitter and also at YouTube and also at Google. Let's talk real quick about what we learned before the election on Google. We learned that Republican emails from Republican candidates, whether it be about the issues or marketing for dollars, donations to candidates, were going to spam about 90% of the time compared to the Democratic emails that were going in about 10-15% of the time into people's Gmail accounts. The majority of people in this country have Gmail accounts. Gmail picks sides. Gmail was making sure that apparently that if you sent an email for a Republican conservative cause or candidate, that they were going to make sure that you didn't get the email. Well, you did, but it went to your junk folder, and how many people check their junk folder on a regular basis for political emails? If you were a Democrat and you were sending emails as a Democrat, there was no issue. There was no problem. Everything worked just fine. We also know at YouTube, conservatives were silenced, videos were taken down, and the reach of conservatives on that platform of YouTube disappeared before the elections. Some of the most brilliant minds that used to have millions of views dropped to 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. It was nothing compared to what we have now. Again, think about that for a second. It's shocking if you really think about it. It is truly shocking. But that's not the only thing. If we now know how easy it was to silence conservatives, shut down conservatives, shut down conservative accounts, and Democrats were able to send tweets that they didn't like directly from the White House. Part of what Elon Musk has exposed is some of this came directly from the White House. The White House would send tweets, links to tweets that they didn't like, so that they would be shut down, silenced, or no one could see them. Pretty big story, right? Can you imagine if Donald Trump would have been sending emails to big tech, telling big tech to shut down and silence Democrats or Democratic reporters or Democratic activists? Can you imagine what the backlash would have been in that moment in time? It would have been brutal. In fact, many would have said it was illegal, which may be what's about to happen to Twitter former executives, all because of what Elon Musk is doing. The Democratic Party is in full freakout mode also, so you understand, because they never imagined a scenario where Elon Musk was going to own the company and then out them. You want to know why Elon Musk recently said, vote for Republicans? It's because he probably had seen this information that he's now releasing to the public and knew that they were acting like dictators and communists and tyrants within the Democratic Party. He witnessed it. He watched it. He understood it. That's why he freaked out. Now, him slowly dropping this intel the way that he is also extremely important. And people need to pay attention to it. I'm going to cover it all week long on my podcast. I am not going to stop talking about this story because it needs to be talked about. There's another aspect of the story too, and I have a lot more questions now. Ex-intelligence officials who said the Hunter Biden laptop story was a Russian operation have been totally silent after Twitter files have been released. You want to know why? My guess is they knew that the laptop was real and they knew they were lying to you. These former top intelligence officials who signed that open letter suggesting that Hunter Biden laptop story was, again, part of a Russian operation just weeks before the 2020 election, none of them have spoken out after the internal Twitter emails acknowledged that there was no evidence the story involved material that was illicitly obtained. According to the New York Post, the outlet that broke the story in October of 2020, as reported on Saturday, said Leon Panetta, the former CIA director and defense secretary, John Brennan, a former CIA director, Michael Hayden, a former CIA director, and Jim Clapper, a former director of national intelligence, who all once said that the Post's reporting had all the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation operation, declined or did not respond to requests for comment about whether the latest disclosures had changed their opinion. And to be honest with you, why would they, right? Why would they? On Friday, when the journalist who was given these files from Elon Musk released these internal Twitter emails discussing the company's decision to suppress the story, which included locking the New York Post Twitter account, deleting tweets that linked to the story, or tweets that even referenced the story, and treating people that used their DMs, direct messages, silencing them. You want to know why they silenced them? This is amazing. They silenced them the same way that they silenced people that shared child pornography. So if you shared in a direct message the Hunter Biden story, they would shut your account down and silence you the same way that they did it when people shared child pornography. I want you to get your head around that. The tool that was used to stop child porn from being shared is the same tool they used to silence Kayleigh McEnany, the then White House press secretary, from sharing the information through her personal account. And you got to understand, in government, okay, you have two different accounts. You have an official account, which is your government account. There are certain rules and regulations on that account and archiving of those tweets, messages, etc. And then people will have their personal account. Kayleigh McEnany had her official account through her position within the White House, and she had her personal account. She shared this info in her personal account, and they started treating her on the same level as someone that they believe was sharing child pornography. Now, I know that there's many of you that are cynical, and with good reason, saying, yeah, they're going to get away with it again. There is one reason why, and you're going to say, yeah, Ben, this is all true. We know it's all true now, but is there going to be any accountability for this? The answer is, I do believe that there is going to be accountability. Why? Because people are going to sue. Hollywood icon has come out saying that he is going to sue. He's not going to sit by, and he's not going to allow for this to continue. That Hollywood icon James Wood opened up about the left's attempt to destroy his career, and he is suing over it now. He's not going to let this go. He has come out and he has opened up about their attempts to destroy his career, his acting career, promising that he's going to fight back against the people who took his livelihood from him. He also confirmed the existence of a present-day Hollywood blacklist, saying casting directors deliberately weed out actors whose social media history shows any deviation from the left. He said, "I've been a target of these people for 6 years," the actor told Tucker Carlson in an explosive new interview. He said, "They've destroyed my career. They have destroyed my livelihood. They've destroyed my faith in a country that my family has defended in the military since the Revolutionary War." He was responding to the release of Musk's internal Twitter files, which revealed that the Democratic National Committee pressured Twitter to censor Woods just before the 2020 presidential election. He was on the list. This is not going to go away for them, and there is going to be accountability for them. And when these messages and tweets and internal emails come out from Musk, we are going to cover every single bit of it. I'm going to do it all week on our podcast. So make sure you download the Ben Ferguson podcast. Subscribe to the Ben Ferguson podcast. Do not miss any of this breaking news.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.